This week's message is, the dream will never die.
Amen.
The dream will never die. You might want to get your notepads out and get your pens ready, because you might want to make a few notes. You might want to remind yourself of this, that the dream can never die. God is a visionary. God is a visionary, and before he ever began to create anything, before he created the earth or the animals or the plants or us, he had a plan. He had a vision, a goal in mind, a dream of what he was creating. None of us ever go and begin to create something without a plan, at least not something great. We need to have a plan and know what it is we're going to do before we set out to do it. And God had a plan. He is a great visionary, though, because his plan is far greater than we can even imagine.
Amen.
It is so in depth and so complex. I mean, he was able to plan everything out perfectly. He was able to plan out so much, you know, for us, for our lives. And so here God created this great vision. And once God created this great vision, he then created man also, and he instilled that vision into man, because he wanted us to be co-creators, to help fulfill the dream, to bring the vision to pass.
Amen.
And so when Adam was created, God said to him, be blessed, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, subdue the earth. He was giving him authority to go forth and create, to fulfill the vision of God. Because that's what we get to do. And so Adam, unfortunately, did not catch the vision. Instead, he began to follow his own desires and his own illusions. I won't say dreams, because often if it's ours, it's just an illusion. It's not real. And as a result of that, he was taken out of the garden, meaning out of the presence of God, out of the authority and the power of God. But God never stops.
Amen.
God never lets the dream die.
Amen.
And so after the great flood, he said to Noah, be fruitful, multiply, be blessed.
Amen.
He was instilling the same vision that he had instilled in the first man, Adam. He now instills it in Noah. And after a few generations, again, man forgets what the vision is. This is why it's important that we got to re-energize the dream and the vision of God.
Amen.
We got to talk about the promises of God.
Amen.
We got to remind each other how great God is and what that plan is in life, because it's easy to forget it. It's easy to get caught up in something else and forget about that great visionary, that great dream that God has given us. But it wasn't finished. The dream never dies. And a man was able to hear God named Abram, became Abraham. But he heard the word of God speaking to him. And he heard the dream of God saying, I've got a land for you. Come out of your father's house and follow me, and I'll give you a promised land, a land of milk and honey. Basically, it's that same plan. A land that's overflowing with everything that you could possibly want. It's the Garden of Eden. It's the Garden of Eden. And after a few generations, again, the dream became a little fuzzy. And pretty soon, people started to kind of not be sure about it. But it wasn't done yet, because God was still working, and the dream never dies.
Amen.
God's plan has not changed even today. From the beginning, his plan was for us to take the Garden of Eden across and around the entire earth.
Amen.
That we have been deployed here. You have been deployed upon this earth to fulfill the vision of God, to bring heaven on earth, to spread the Garden of Eden. The Garden of Eden wasn't just supposed to be one little place on the earth. It was up to us to take the vision of God and begin to spread it, around the world, to every single corner of the world, to bring that prosperity and that blessing and that fruitfulness everywhere. That is the vision of God. And so he deployed us out there to do that. And God is doing something else. He is throwing that vision out to you. He is throwing that vision out to you in his word and in dreams. And all you've got to do is catch it.
Hallelujah.
Catch the vision of God and take hold of it and begin to love it and begin to nourish it and let it come into your heart so it begins to change your world. The vision of God just has to be caught. And he gives us dreams to do that, to change our life. There was a man named Joseph. And Joseph had a dream. And in that dream, he was able to catch the vision of God, to understand the dream. And then he made the dream his own. Let me read about that dream that he said here. And this is in Genesis 37. If you've been in our Bible study, you've probably already seen this story, or at least you've been aware of it because we've been talking about it. But in Genesis 37, in verse 9, here it says, "I have dreamed another dream, and this time the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me." This is the dream that Joseph had. And he took hold of that dream, and he began to share it with other people. They weren't so excited about it. They didn't get it. They didn't catch the dream that God was giving him, but he caught it. And he still, you know, when we first get that dream from God, it's a little fuzzy. He probably didn't understand all the parts of it or how it was going to work or how he had to do it. All he knew right now was that God had given him this vision. And he was starting to make it his dream for his life. At that point where we catch the vision of God, we begin to see our purpose. The reason why we were created, our soul purpose. When we see our soul purpose, our life is turned around. Before we catch the vision of God and begin to pursue it, we can feel depressed. We can feel lonely. We can feel lost. We can feel like there's no place for me in the world, that I don't fit, or that my life has no meaning. And we can search after all kinds of other things trying to fulfill our life, trying to find. And there is that time where we seek. We are seeking something, and sometimes we don't even know what it is. And until we catch the vision of God, we will continue to look and to search and to seek, because we were created to discover the vision of God. We were created to fulfill the vision of God. We were created with the purpose of making the dream come true.
Amen.
And so it is innate in us, it is instilled in us, that we seek. We are seeking something. Many of us don't know what we're seeking, but we are seeking to grab the vision of God and take hold of it so that we can begin to be anointed with power.
Amen.
To go across the earth and bring the blessing. This is what God has created us for.
Amen.
Joseph, after he got the glimpse of the dream and understood, I'm being given authority. I'm being given a position by God. The stars and the sun and the moon will bow down to me. As a young teenager, it could have been that his ego was running wild. That he is, you know, he is suddenly, oh, you are arrogant. You are way out there, buddy. Bring it down a notch. Come on. But no, it wasn't that at all, even though he was a teenager. He had grabbed a hold of the vision of God, the dream that will never die.
Amen.
And at first he had to seek. It talks about him going out into the wilderness to find his brothers. And he was seeking. And there was a man there. We often forget this part of the story, but there was a man there. And he said, "What are you seeking?" When I was meditating on this story and asking God about it, he revealed to me and showed me that that was a messenger of God. And this messenger of God was really directing and helping Joseph to get onto the path that he needed to be on to fulfill the vision of God. Because when we first start, the vision is kind of foggy and we don't really understand it. We don't know how we're going to fulfill it. How am I going to make this come to pass? Mm-hmm. But God's already created the plan.
Hallelujah.
We just got to seek and we shall find.
Amen.
Joseph was seeking and the man directed him where to go. This is the same for us in our life. That when we seek, we shall find.
Amen.
And there were, when he got there, these brothers. And it says that they saw him coming. And here's what they said as they see this Joseph coming. They say, look, this dreamer is coming. Come, therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit. And we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams. They're always dream killers. They're always those that are trying to kill the dream. But the dream will never die. But there are those that are dream killers. And they could be people in our life. But more often than not, their fears and their insecurities and their doubts and their worries and there's things within us, our own falsities, that say it's never going to happen. That say, I can't do this. I'm not smart enough, or I'm not strong enough, or I'm not good looking enough, or I'm not tall enough. We think this is the problem. And yet all we've got to know is we were created for this purpose.
Amen.
We were created for this reason.
Amen.
And so never believe the dream killers. Because they cannot kill what will never die.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We see in this story that Joseph is pulled up out of the pit. And he is put onto a caravan of camels towards his destiny. When I saw this, what God showed me, he showed me a vision of Lazarus coming out of the tomb where Jesus said, come out of the tomb. And that man was not dead, but he lived. And he came out living. And I saw Jesus come out of the tomb, resurrecting, going into heaven. So Joseph was pulled up out of the pit. He did not die. His dream did not die, but he lived. And that is where we are reborn, because every one of us, our life is changed, and we are reborn into a life more abundant. We are reborn into a whole new life, because this is where the plan begins to happen of God. Amen. Joseph was seeking to find, how do I do this? And the old ways had to die in that pit.
Amen.
But now the new way, the new man rose out of the pit, the same way as Lazarus was brought out of the tomb, the same way that Jesus came out of the tomb and resurrected and opened the way for all of us to come out of the pit. Here, Joseph came out of the pit. It talks about Joseph wearing a coat of many colors. This speaks of that promise that God spoke to Noah when the rainbow formed, the covenant that God created with Noah, where he instilled the vision, saying, be fruitful and multiply, be blessed.
Yes.
That same vision. Joseph is wearing it as a tunic. But it's only, at this point, it's representing only his understanding. And the spiritual clothes represent understanding, meaning Joseph has an understanding, an intellectual understanding, of the vision of God. But it hasn't become alive yet. It hasn't begun to manifest in his life yet. And it says his brothers stripped him of this coat of many colors. What I saw, God showed me, was that this coat was stripped away because it was about letting go of just understanding. And now I saw a rainbow of light inside of Joseph. I saw that it was no longer about understanding. It was now about his heart and his will and his spirit being filled now with the dream, being filled now with the promise of God. It had taken on life. And now it began to pour out of him, manifesting and creating. And we know the rest of the story of Joseph, that no matter what came against him, it could not stand. It was crushed.
Amen.
And he prospered. And where he went when he was in Potiphar's house, the house was blessed. When he went to the jail was blessed. Why? Because that is the promise of God. That is the vision of God, that we will bring heaven on earth. We will bring the Garden of Eden wherever we go.
Yes.
And that is what is happening in this story. He is resurrected out of the pit. He is transformed. He is reborn.
Amen.
It is a rebirth that he has. And it goes from being just understanding or knowing of the plan of God to actually living and willing and loving the plan of God to the point that it is fulfilled. Meaning he is believing, he has faith, and he is now working the works of the kingdom. He had to seek first before that happened. But now, when he comes out of that pit, he is a transformed man. This is the life that God has given each of us when he came and walked on the earth as Jesus. That allowed us to release the dream killers. That means the dream killers have no power over you. If it's doubt,
Amen.
Give it to Jesus.
Amen.
If it's worry, give it to Jesus. If it's sickness, give it to Jesus. If it's falsity, give it to Jesus.
Amen.
And no matter what we give him, we will be delivered and transformed into that new man, a man that lives life more abundantly. This is true of all of you in your life. You are part of the plan of God. God is a great visionary, and God has given you a dream. And all you've got to do is catch it. Catch the dream. Say, I catch the dream.
I catch my dream.
When Liza was a young lady, she began to have these horrible nightmares. And as she had these nightmares, they began to torment her. And she began to worry, and she couldn't sleep. She didn't want to go to sleep, because when she fell asleep, she would have more of these nightmares, and she was trying to avoid it. And then one day, she decided it was time to face it. And in facing it, she had a vision. And in that vision, Jesus came to her and took her hands and said, "You are one of us. You will go back and bring people to me." At that point, Liza is seeing the vision of God, the purpose for her life. Many of us see it, and some of us let it go by. Liza never let it go by. She grabbed a hold of that dream. She didn't understand it. It was still fuzzy. It was unclear. She didn't know what it meant or how to do it. But she grabbed a hold of that vision of God, and she made it her dream. "I'm going to fulfill this. I'm going to figure it out. God, help me." And she began to seek the answers that she needed. And it changed her life. It transformed her, no longer fearful, no longer nightmares, no longer scared of the dark, because she was now the light in the darkness. And as she began to understand the purpose of God, she knew what Jesus had said to her, and she knew what her purpose was, and here she is today, bringing people to him.
Praise God.
Every day bringing people to him and fulfilling her purpose. She grabbed a hold and she caught the dream of God.
I won't let it go.
And she'll never let it go.
Amen.
Amen. God is incredible.
Amen.
He is amazing.
Amen.
When the people of Israel were in Egypt and the vision had become blurry and dull, and maybe they hadn't talked about it in a while, and maybe they hadn't energized it in a while, God hadn't forgot his plan or his dream. It was still alive. And he was able to speak to a man that was in exile, a man named Moses. And Moses heard the word of God. And he heard how he would deliver the people out of bondage, out of slavery, out of a life of toil, is another way of saying that, into a promised land, into a land of blessing, into a life of blessing and being fruitful and multiplying and bringing increase. Moses heard the word of God, and he caught it. He caught the dream, and he took hold of it. A man who stuttered, a man who was exiled from this country where he was supposed to go back to, a man who was in hiding because he had murdered somebody, a man who felt he wasn't equipped, but he didn't let the dream go. He took it because God said, "You will deliver them." And he held on to it. And now the dream began to get clearer. He began to understand who he was and what he was to do. God continued to expand on that dream and show him he could do it. He went into that promised land following the word of God, and he brought those people out, and they were on their way to the promised land. For us to fulfill the vision of God, we have to keep looking forward to the dream. We have to keep remembering the dream never dies. No matter what situation or circumstances stands before you,
Amen.
The dream never dies. It cannot be killed, this dream of God. This vision of God cannot be wiped out. But the people of Egypt, or Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they continued to look backward instead of looking at the dream of God and taking hold of it like Moses had. And because of that, they continued to think, well, we had a better life back there, because they could not see what God had planned for them. He could not see how he had prepared everything and how he had anointed them to just walk into the land and receive it fully and completely. And because they kept looking back, they never ever caught the real dream of God. They never ever received that word of God. The dream can never die unless we begin to believe the illusion that I can't do that dream. I can't fulfill this. The first Adam fell into that trap. He started believing the illusions that he wasn't good enough, rather than knowing that he was created in the image of God. The first Adam believed that. The people of Israel that were brought out of Egypt, that first generation, fell into the illusion as well. And when we fall into the illusion of believing that we can't fulfill the dream, that is the only time the dream will not happen. God never gives up on us.
Hallelujah.
That dream of God's never dies. His vision is alive.
Amen.
And when we receive it, the life, the Spirit of God fills us. And we have a life more abundant. We have a new life. And power comes upon us from on high, from God. And we have a supernatural power now to bring increase and change and transformation and healing. Praise God.
Praise God.
Because this is His will. And this is His vision. And He created this from the beginning of the world. And there is nobody in this world, there is not a single person that wasn't created for that purpose.
Amen.
And all they've got to do is hear the word of God or see the dream and catch it.
Amen.
And take hold of it. It doesn't matter where they are on this planet. It doesn't matter what family they were born into. It doesn't matter what kind of religion they think they were born into. God created them for this purpose. He created you for this purpose. You have been deployed here to bring the blessing.
Amen.
You have been deployed here to bring healing. You have been deployed here to create a Garden of Eden.
Amen.
A heaven on earth.
Praise God.
This is the will of God. This is the vision of God.
Amen.
God knows everyone's heart and what he seeks. And what we are trying to find.
Amen.
Because he created us.
Really?
And because he created us to seek and find the dream. And when we seek, we shall find. Liza went out seeking, and she found. Joseph went out seeking, and he found. Here Joseph was delivered out of the pit, transformed, reborn, and went on to be given authority over all of Egypt. Egypt in the Bible represents the earth. We've already been given that by Jesus. We have authority and power over all the earth. God gave us that from the very beginning when he said to the first Adam, "Have dominion, subdue the earth." It was that same vision. That vision hasn't changed today. That vision won't change tomorrow. And that vision can't be taken away by anyone or any circumstance in your life. And when you grab and catch the dream of God and make it your own, and now you have that spirit inside of you, there is nothing that can stand in your way. You can break every chain.
Amen.
You can crush every wall.
Amen.
You can overcome every obstacle.
Amen.
There is nothing that can stand in your way because God has anointed you to fulfill this purpose. He has created you to do this purpose. This is the reason you were created. To bring heaven on earth. And you can do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.